This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
Okay, Rob Osinski, CEO of Bamboo Global. How are you today, Rob?
I'm doing very good. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Tell us about your rapid test and how we can help get the FDA approval you need.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I'll start with describing why Bamboo Global has a very keen capability to create what we have called Now Aware, which is a what we call point of need detection test, otherwise referred to as POND, P-O-N-D. The reason we're able to do this and create virtually instant testing results at extremely low cost is because we're taking a different approach than PCR type based testing, which is a biology genomic approach. Our approach is chemistry, and if you think of it that way, it's virtually 180 degrees difference in the way that the test goes about being conducted.
Is it a swab? How does the test work, first of all? If I get a test, is it a swab?
Well, it can be any form factor. We are launching initially as a swab kit or sputum-based kit. We're going to launch in that fashion for our Gen 1 product because it fits within the existing infrastructure and protocol of the hospitals and the clinics that are currently taking specimen samples for the PCR-based testing. We ultimately envision and have the ability to turn this into a much more simple collection device that could be an in-home test or a point of need test, as we're describing it, which could be at the home, it could be in an airport, it could be at an event where the test can be done instantaneously. But for right now, we're building the form factor and the product protocols around the existing problem, which is occurring at the hospitals who can't get throughput quickly enough for testing.
And the way that this works, I mean, you're using the technology, it almost reminds me of kind of like a Polaroid picture, so to speak.
Well, it's funny you say that because the technology actually has underpinnings dating all the way back to Polaroid. Our CTO was the CTO of Polaroid. And for the last 20 years, we have taken that fundamental baseline technology and advanced it quite considerably to the extent that we have one of our four technology platforms is based upon it. It's called stimulus triggered color change platform, and it's the basis for these tests.
So the test would show a color change if somebody is positive for COVID-19?
That's correct. Basically, as I was saying, our approach is chemistry versus biology. So the way it works, instead of the PCR-based test being the key that unlocks the virus and is able to look at the RNA and DNA to identify, we're utilizing the virus itself and the RNA structure that has elements that generate an enzyme that is the very reason why the virus replicates. That enzyme expresses itself in the presence of the virus, and it's the enzyme that is the key that unlocks our engineered molecules, turning it from a physical state of colorless to colored, almost instantaneously, so that the observer knows that the virus is present.
It's amazing stuff, Rob. Rob Osinski joins me. He's Bamboo Global, working on a brand new test now. Now, the name of the test, Rob, and how can people find it? What's the site for us?
Okay, we've named it Now Aware.
Now Aware, NOWAWARE, Now Aware. Okay, gotcha.
That's correct. So if you go to nowaware.com, you can learn more about us, learn more about the basis behind the test, and support us by either using the links there or just spreading the word about us. You can also ask questions by emailing to info at bambooglobal.com, which is spelled BAMBUGLOBAL.com, bambooglobal.com.
Now, where does it stand with the FDA right now for Now Aware, this rapid test? You say 90% accuracy, about under $20 a test. Where does it stand with the FDA?
Well, the FDA has established an emergency use authorization process that is allowing for much more rapid entry into the market with tools and with tests and ultimately with vaccines that will be able to address this global problem. We have submitted for EUA. We are such a different approach that we're in discussions with them, moving it forward. It's not really, it doesn't meet the transmittal protocols and checkboxes that exist for the biology-based type testing. So we're in the process of completing our clinical trials and hope that this will be able to go to the market within a week or two.
It sounds fascinating. It really does. It's remarkable. It's groundbreaking. Do you feel like the government is doing enough to get this looked at and approved? I mean, we hear that they're trying to cut through all the red tape and get stuff like this out as quickly as possible. Are you feeling that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of problems that we all are facing, including our civic leaders and the government. And the main issues have been supplies, getting supplies available to treat people and to actually conduct the PCR type based tests that exist. We hear of even shortages in nasal swabs. So I think until those problems are resolved, there are significant distractions relating to just dealing with what's in front of us. So I believe the government's working as fast as it possibly can to address our test and to help us get this in the market. As we say, get it out of the hands of our scientists and the hands of those that need it. But what we can help need all the help and could use from you and your listeners is just creating more awareness about Now Aware. So we would love all the help that we can get. The more people that know about our existence and what we can do, the faster we're going to get in the marketplace.
Well, it sounds like something we really need. It sounds like something that would help a lot of people. And let's hope we get the word out. NowAware.com. And Rob Osinski, CEO of Bamboo Global, thank you for working on this. This is really important. This is going to make a big difference for America, for our healthcare workers, for everybody on the front line. So let's hope they get this approved as soon as possible, Rob.
Thank you very much, Rich. And have a great day.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.